AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. In Washington, which is struggling to get back to normal after the weekend's historic snowfall, federal government offices will be closed again today, as are schools in D.C. and the surrounding Maryland and Virginia suburbs. Some areas got about 2 feet of snow. Tom Aversano has been stuck at his home in Baltimore.
The county can't come down here. Apparently, they've tried 3 times. The plows have gotten stuck at the top and the bottom of our street.
He talked to WMAR-TV. New York City has been able to get back up and running a little faster than D.C., but Mayor Bill de Blasio warns that some of the folks who are shoveling are actually making things worse.
So much snow accumulated that what has happened is a snowplow goes through, a front-end loader goes through, and if then people, and I understand their impulse, if they go out and then clear their cars off, they literally re-block their own street inadvertently.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders believes that health care and college education are basic rights that the government should give you. Last night in a town hall in Iowa, he laid out how he'd pay for that.
We may raise taxes, but we are also going to eliminate private health insurance premiums.
Rival Hillary Clinton's take?
What I want to do is build on the Affordable Care Act.
She wants to build on what's in place, she says, to address costs that are still too high for many Americans. The candidate's town hall was on CNN last night. Stocks sank around the world today following oil prices down. The Shanghai Composite fell 6.4%. Looks like the Dow will open lower. Authorities believe those 3 inmates who broke out of the Orange County, California jail may be hiding among friends, family, or fellow gang members. They warn these guys are dangerous. They'd been awaiting trial on violent felonies. One is accused of burning a man with a blowtorch. This is AP Radio News. Tossing a prisoner into solitary can make him more violent, warns the president. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith says President Obama is now moving to limit the use of solitary confinement in prison.
Saying isolation should only be used as a last resort, the president's wielding his executive authority to bar federal facilities from using solitary with juveniles or to punish inmates who commit low-level infractions. He's also expanding treatment for mentally ill prisoners. These moves, which the White House says will affect about 10,000 inmates, cap a 6-month review of federal policy. Obama announced them in a Washington Post column, asking how can we employ solitary where it's not absolutely needed and expect prisoners to return to society as whole people. Mark Smith, Washington.
The president will also be pitching some new ways of getting more Americans to save for retirement. The government says nearly 1 in 3 of us have no pension or savings available for retirement. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.